So Kevin, ultimately huge disappointment. At half time it was looking good.
Half time was looking good. I thought we were full value for the 2-1 lead at half time. Yes, they went down to 10 men. Second half, they went 4-3-2, and yeah, we were second best, everything in the second half. We had a few key players that had to go off with niggles, and it cost us just direct balls, and then the two penalties were stonewall penalties. We have no complaints over that. Our defending just has to be better at this level. If you defend like that, then you deserve to concede goals, you know.
Yeah. So at one stage this evening, 3D were losing and you were winning, and now come the end of the night, it's a big blow.
Yeah, it's a big blow. As it says the boys in there, if you defend like that, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. And that's the learning curve for me. The defending for us, attacking wise, yes, Aaron McLaughlin had an absolute guilt edge chance. They put us 3-1 up, and I think at 3-1 the game's over. He misses that from 3 yards out, and 10 minutes later it's 2-2. So those are the thin margins. That didn't, like, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago we were getting a wee rub of the game. At the minute we're not. It's not that we're playing poorly, we're creating loads of chances, but our defending night just was probably unlike us, and it was unlike us against Cork. We've just had a wee wobble defensively, and we need to get back to basics, you know.
I mean, Bray really came at you, as you would have expected, in the second half, but you didn't seem to be able to sort of stem their flow.
No, we didn't. And again, whatever about them playing around us is fine, because they've got a lot of good technical players in and around there. Whatever about that happening, but it was direct balls. It was actually hurting us, which we're most disappointed with. Defensive line wasn't right, and that's what really caused us the bother, and they were picking up seconds. And yeah, go back to that thing again. It's just we did not defend well enough. I thought then when we did win the ball back, and when we did counter, the quality just wasn't there. They picked them off. And even at 2-2, we had chances to maybe go 3-2 up, and we didn't take them. And Bray did. They took their chances. They had their moments, and they were full value for the 3 points. Then, but I have no complaints. Bray deserved to win the game in the end up. We were second fiddle in the second half, and if you defend like that, then you don't deserve to win a game.
So what do you say to the boys now? Is it a case of, look, just put it behind, we just have to go again next week? I mean, you're still in with a chance.
Yeah, the League of Ireland at the minute, this is our fourth or fifth 3-game week. It's relentless, and you have to just keep going. We have suspensions now, injuries, and we probably have more suspensions on top of that and sending offs. So we'll be down to the bare bones on Monday night, but we have to go again. That's just the way it is. And the League of Ireland at this level, you have to be up and at it all the time, or you'll be found out. And that's the level. We were found out in certain positions tonight. There's no point in me saying any different. And yeah, that's a big learnings for a lot of the boys in there, but we have to move on to Wexford Monday night. There's no feeling sorry for ourselves at all.
And just to clarify one matter, one time it looked as if Mikey Place was going to get a second yellow, but that was all clarified, and it was Aaron McLaughlin who went into the book and the matter was resolved.
Yeah, I think the fourth official helped the referee out, so I think it might have been a case of mistaken identity. I'm not sure what happened, but we knew Aaron was in book, so to be fair, Neil Doyle on the sideline sorted all that out, and the correct decision was made, you know.
Yeah. And just finally, I mean, you always knew the last 3 games, Bray, Cove and Dundalk, they were going to be hugely tough, and it's turned out that way.
Yeah, it's tough, and you hope to go through these games maybe and get something out of them and not have injuries or suspensions, but unfortunately the worst case scenario has happened. We have injuries, we have suspensions, and we got no points, and it was just a manner of the defeat as well. It's going to take a couple of hours to get over it, but as I said, we have to just move on. We have a game on Monday night, Wexford at home, who are chasing a playoff spot as well, so we have to be ready for them as well.
And the situation with Conor Turris, he limped off.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a hamstring injury with Conor, so unfortunately that could be Conor's season over and done. But again, we have players there to come in, and some of the younger boys are going to have to step up again and put it in for the last 5 games.